Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And the way we make this hot podcast is we slice open the bun of your ears, we pop in the sausage of chat, and then we cover it all over with humor ketchup. It's called the Off Menu Special. Welcome to Off Menu.
Welcome to Off Menu Podcast with James Acaster and a very New York sounding Ed Gamble. Now, where have you picked up that accent from, Ed?
Well, of course, James, we're in New York, so I've been here for a while now. We've been here for like 5 days, so I've really picked up the accent. You know me, I'm a linguistic sponge.
You are. I mean, it's amazing. I've not picked it up. Benito's not picked it up.
No,
at all.
It's because you don't listen. You don't get out there on the streets and listen to the people around you.
Yeah, well, it's very impressive, Ed. Very impressive. Of course, it's the Off Menu podcast, so that can only mean one thing. We're going to ask our guest, their favorite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish, and drink. What do you think about that?
Yeah. We sure are, James, and I can't wait to hear what our special guest this week has to say about what they want to eat.
Yes, she's a very, very special guest. This week, our special guest is
Jean Gray. I'm walking here.
Jean Gray is, well, she's a phenomenal, like, she's done so many different things. I was introduced to her as a rapper. She did an amazing album called Everything's Fine a couple of years ago. She's done many rap projects before that as well. And at the minute, she's writing for like films and TV.
I'm comedy stuff. I'm very jealous of people who can do all of those things.
She's like just done everything. It's astounding. I don't know how people found the time.
On top of all of that, I've been assured by you. You've heard rumours that she can cook very well as well.
I've heard that she is a mean chef. That was the exact words.
Right.
I've
well,
heard.
We'll discuss that with her. I wonder whether that will come up. I hope so. But even though she can do all of those things so well, if she says the secret ingredient, unfortunately, we will be removing her from the Dream Restaurant.
A heavy,
James.
Heavy heart.
We'll be Cardinal out of here.
Oh, here he is.
I'm back again.
And this week's secret ingredient is
durian fruit.
Durian fruit?
Durian fruit.
Is that what you're saying? What are you saying? Durian?
Durian fruit.
Durian?
Stinky ass fruit.
Stinky fruit.
The stinky fruit. I believe Tom Carriage mentioned it on his episode.
Yeah, yeah. He said stinky fruit on that episode.
He said the stinky fruit.
Yeah.
You cut it open.
Yep.
It's stinky. It's got stinky little pockets inside of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it stinks to high heaven. You'll never... In some countries where they sell it, it's banned on public transport.
Is that true?
It's true.
Is that what Tom Carriage said to you?
No, I've since done some research.
Oh, yeah.
It's banned on public transport because it stinks so much. But some people like it. In fact, there's a guy on Zumbo's Just Desserts used it in an ice cream.
Oh, did it? You like Zumbo's Just Desserts, don't you?
Oh, I love it. It's so great. It's available here in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
On Netflix.
People can watch it on Netflix. In London, you can watch it on Netflix. In England, all over England.
That's the good thing about UK. Netflix. It's global, baby.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. yeah, there's some Buzzers Desserts on there. And someone makes a dessert with a stinky fruit, we'd chuck that person out if they made it.
Everyone else in the kitchen is disgusted by it.
Yeah.
Even Zumbo himself.
Yeah, absolutely. Even Zumbo's disgusted. Okay. It's very weird having to be the normal one.
Well, it's hard, isn't it?
I'm not used to it.
It's actually harder to be the normal one.
Yeah, it is actually a lot harder.
It's more work. You got to do more admin. Maybe we should do some of the ad reads now.
I appreciate that. It's really fun just to like be the silly one and mess around.
Oh, yeah, but someone's got to keep it on track, James.
Yeah, it must be very hard for you.
Oh, it's tricky, man. But now I've discovered this character.
Yeah.
Fat Tony.
Fat Tony, that's the character in The Simpsons.
Fat Tony the durian fruit.
He's actually a stinky fruit.
I am a
fruit.
Durian fruit. That's the twist. I'm a stinky fruit.
So you're a stinky fruit, and that's why you don't want them to pick stinky fruit. If Gene picks stinky fruit, you'll be offended because you're a stinky fruit yourself.
Yeah, and I'm banned from public transport.
Yeah, you're banned from public transport.
Because I stink.
Because you stink. Yeah, that's fair enough. Well, you know, without further ado, I can't believe I'm the one having to do this.
Yes.
Let's welcome into the Dream Restaurant,
Gene Grey.
Welcome, Gene, to the Dream Restaurant.
Yay!
Welcome, Gene Grey, to the restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
What was that sound? Did the gas leak? What's happening? I don't like this restaurant.
Well, usually,
you might be the quickest person to leave the restaurant ever. Just
welcome to the. Oh, she's gone.
Usually, that's the sound of a genie emerging from his lamp. Me being the genie, but today it is a gas leak. You're right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, we can stay here as. Maybe it'll make it really funny.
Yeah. It might be. I think it's pretty good gas.
I like my food with danger.
Yeah. That's what you want.
It's laughing gas, so we'll be fine.
Yeah, oh, that's okay.
Great time.
Yeah.
The podcast getting
I don't
more
know
hilarious.
Why you have that in your restaurant.
This is the best way to cook. People don't know that actually cooking on laughing gas is really effective.
Oh, good.
Very tasty. Mm-hmm. Laughing gas has a flavor to it that you can't.
But also, there's a bit of helium in there, so things might get weird later on.
Yeah.
You could do that in post, Benito. Just put the pitch of our voices up gradually. Isn't
no, I'm fine. This is it. Yay.
Actually, we should point out to the listener, we haven't put that on in post. That was Gene doing an actual voice.
Yeah, it was.
That was very good.
That was very impressive.
Thanks. It's great.
It came out of nowhere. Can you do voices?
What sort of voices do you want?
Can you? I don't know. Like, cause I never heard you do a voice before.
Yeah, you have.
I normally offer an amuse bouche.
Mm.
You've just learned how to say it properly.
Yeah, I've just learned how to say amuse.
Amuse bouche.
Yeah.
Was that?
I've been saying it very wrong, and then Ed corrected me on it. But,
what?
I was saying amused bouche. Like,
oh, that's so much better.
Yeah. But it's amuse bouche.
Amuse bouche.
Amuse.
But I like to offer the guests an amuse bouche so that you have a little surprise little dish before the meal that you've planned yourself.
Okay.
So just put how do you feel about those things normally when the chef occasionally just sends out a little bonus dish at the beginning?
It depends. It would depend on the restaurant.
Yeah.
Like if I'm doing some sort of like chef's table thing, mm-hmm. then okay.
Yeah.
If you're just, I'm like, this is fucking unnecessary. You've got salt on the table, bitch. Then no.
Yeah. Oh, so you mean that is the sort of restaurant it is, if there's salt on the table, that's not... I thought you were saying, I don't need an amuse-bouche, I'm just going to swig on the salt.
I'll just have the salt. Yeah. Or I think it would be interesting in a home-prepared situation. I would accept that, like a good... If someone came out with like it was a dinner party and they had 8 spoons and they were like, it's just a one-bite thing, I'd be like, I'm in.
Yeah.
All right, I like that.
It's a nice little, yeah. And then it's like, oh, I've gone to a nice bit of effort here.
Mm-hmm.
Because do you have, back home we have a TV show called Come Dine With Me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that where it's like a reality show in a way. And just members of the public, like 5 strangers, have to like have a meal together around one of their homes.
Yeah.
So that
I've seen that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then each
and
week.
And they all go to the next person's house and then the next person's house. So it's like and then they judge each other after. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're always awful people and they always hate each other.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they're strangers. Like, I like a dinner party, but I don't necessarily like people.
No, exactly.
That I don't know in my home. So that's a lot.
I don't understand the people who do like that. Like, there's some people who enjoy that sort of situation.
They do.
Like, you go around someone's house and you don't know some people. And the host will be like, well, I'll put you next to this person that you don't know. I think you'll get on. It's like, well, I won't get on with them because I don't know them.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I carefully curate a company the same way that I will carefully curate a dinner because it's fucking important. You got to know what's going on in your circle of friends. Unless you just want to like set up murders.
Sure.
And you're like, I don't want to get my hands dirty.
Yeah.
You know that person will get riled up to the point they'll kill. Yeah.
And you're like, this is entertaining.
That's the point, Ed. At your wedding,
yes,
are you sitting me on a table of friends?
Of course.
You're not going to sit me next to people I don't know?
No, that's happened to me at weddings
before.
Are
you doing a seating chart?
Yes. There will be a seating chart. Just so everyone knows where they're going to sit.
Do you need it?
I feel like if there's not a seating chart, there might be a situation where someone gets pushed off a table onto a table of people they don't know.
Here's the thing. People get up and they move around and they talk to each other and everyone just sits down.
I don't mind that.
We didn't do a seating chart and everyone was fine.
Yeah.
And then like sometimes people would get up and go chat with another table and be like, stealing your seat. Or, like, it was cool.
I feel like that will probably happen anyway. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's just where you go when you get in the room the first time and then go and sit down. And then they're up and moving around anyway.
And also people get drunk.
Yeah.
It's...
I hope so.
Yeah, they're going to be.
You've got to make the time. I mean, I'm not saying your wedding's going to be boring, but you know. I'm going to get trashed.
There's going to be a lot of alcohol floating around.
Get absolutely trashed.
But as long as you get trashed after you've pressed the play button on the music for Charlie to walk down the aisle to.
Yes, I've been put in charge of that.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, I get to press play and choose the song, I think, yes?
No, that's not true at all.
Yes, yes. No, I heard him.
I think that's what it means.
Yeah.
What song is your dream for my fiancé to walk down the aisle to?
Oh, I just go with the general vibe on the day, I think, and how I'm feeling. But like,
Some of Jean's music, perhaps?
Yeah, I could just put on...
There's nothing appropriate.
Yeah.
I think
he knows that, and that's why he's going to play it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what song a part of Jean's that would be appropriate for it. I think I'd probably put on, you know, I know that Charlie and me both share a love of Pokemon, so I would probably play the Pokemon theme tune.
She'd love that, though.
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
Would you just sing it over an instrumental?
Yeah, it would be one that I've done at home.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that it would be pre-recorded.
Yeah, because I don't want the pressure of performing live on the...
Also, it's a big occasion. You've got to pre-record for a big occasion,
you do.
Right?
Yeah, just me doing an a cappella version of the Pokemon theme tune. No music in the background.
Music.
I think Charlie would prefer that to what we've actually chosen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't tell me what it is. Oh, I haven't handed out the Muse Boosh yet.
No.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Raisins.
Okay. Here's some questions.
Yes.
So I have a couple of questions about the type of raisins and then the presentation of the raisins.
Sure.
I would accept raisins if it was like golden raisins.
Mm-hmm.
Like good, plump, golden raisins. No?
Yeah, well, I was going to do... Remember the California raisins?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are you just doing, like, in a box, small box of raisins, and then you throw them out, and you're like, raisins?
Yeah, well, it is raisins from those boxes, but it's a cereal bowl's
loose.
Worth. So
loose.
I filled a cereal bowl with those. So I've emptied all those boxes
loose
out.
Raisins.
Oh.
Yeah. They're loose all in a bowl, but it's like a cereal's bowl worth
all right.
of California raisins.
What season is it?
What season are the raisins from?
No.
What season?
That's very specific. Huh? What season are we eating this meal?
I guess it's up to you because it's a dream restaurant, so you can have the meal at any time of the year that you prefer.
Okay, so this is just a bowl of raisins for the table?
Yeah, with a teaspoon in it.
I am with it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I actually think that's your best amuse-bouche yet.
Also, I should point out, even though I said California Raisins...
You don't mean the band.
They are California Raisins, but I do mean the band.
Right.
Yeah. Because you know how the band looks tastier than the real raisins?
Well, that's racist.
No, but the
raisins.
But the band in the cartoons.
Yes.
They do look... They're very plump.
They look plump and tasty.
Yeah, and then the raisins,
think, no. I remember watching the cartoon and being like, oh, I want to eat those raisins.
Yeah.
And then, like, I just get the box and be like, eh.
Well, that's because it was filmed, like... 30 years before the raisins came out. So they were younger.
That's true. So these are in their heyday, these raisins. Yeah, that you've got there.
Yeah, I want some heyday raisins.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is intriguing. I'm not sure what's going to happen here.
And there is still salt on the table.
Controversially, I think the heyday of any raisin is when it's a grape.
Oh, yeah.
It's disrespectful to raisins.
But don't you think, raisins are tasty, but you're very much catching them on the downswoop.
Yeah. And then you got to be like, you know what? You're still okay. You still got it.
Yeah, even, that's fine. But, it's...
Oh, yeah.
Do you think a butterfly's heyday is when it was a caterpillar, Ed?
No.
No, good point, actually. But I wouldn't eat them at any point. No?
Well, you wouldn't eat a butterfly?
I wouldn't eat a butterfly.
What if... the apocalypse, right?
Yeah.
And then you haven't eaten in like a week or so.
Yeah.
And then you stumble upon this... this greenhouse is full of thriving, plump, happy butterflies.
Okay.
How many of them would you eat?
Well,
yes.
I've got a big appetite at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need a lot. I'm going to need to eat a lot of butterflies to fill me up.
And they're so beautiful.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, after I've eaten the butterflies, I'm going to feel really nervous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is this what every episode is like?
To be honest, yes. Yes, but normally I'm the one saying, how many butterflies would you eat? Normally that's me doing that kind of stuff. It's so nice to hear someone else say these kind of questions.
Oh, thanks.
How many plump butterflies do you think you could eat?
How many delicious, beautiful,
because literally,
plump butterflies.
Before you said that, I was going to say, you've got to eat a caterpillar or a butterfly. What one do you choose?
Yeah.
So,
I think it's a butterfly, actually. I think it is, because the caterpillar's protein, but with a butterfly, it feels like with the wings, you're getting a salad at the same time.
Wow.
I think I would want to eat the caterpillar while it's in the chrysalis, change it into a butterfly, because you get that crunchy chrysalis outside.
You could deep fry that. And I feel like, a butterfly, if you're like in a fight club mood and you want to destroy something beautiful and you're just losing your shit.
Yeah.
But like caterpillar otherwise, I guess.
And it's properly in a fight club mood if you eat a caterpillar and a butterfly, because they're basically the same character, but they look different.
Oh,
shit.
Spoiler warning.
Spoiler warning. Also, I like how you basically compared a butterfly to Jared Leto just then.
That's not true.
30 seconds to Mars.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that Joker, Jared. I'm still mad about that. That's so funny to me.
The Joker thing. Hilarious.
Because he worked so hard.
Oh, so funny how much he went into it.
He worked so hard. And people were, everyone else in the cast was so mad at him.
Yeah. Well, because it sounds like everyone else has played the Joker before him.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't plan on it, but got consumed by the character, and it was a problem for them.
Yeah.
And he heard about that and was like, I'm going to make that happen. I'm not going to just it happen to me.
Learn how to act.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to send Will Smith a pig's head.
Crazy.
So I think he did. He sent someone a pig's head.
Yeah. He did.
There you go.
But then to finish that film, and then for basically they rushed out and they were like, we've got another Joker project without Jared Leto in it, and then it absolutely killed it, and
he's
gonna win an Oscar.
It's so fucking funny. And also, the Joker would not send anyone a pig's head. That shit is that's lame.
I had a Birds of Prey themed banana pudding from Magnolia Bakery.
I didn't know where that was going.
Well, what did you think?
I thought you were going to be like, birthday party. I was like, all right. You know, we don't know each other. That's cool.
I had a Birds of Prey themed birthday party.
Not the film.
I just love...
Just predatorial birds.
My dad dressed as a buzzard. It was a great day.
My dad would. I don't know if my dad would dress as a buzzard. I think my dad would dress as an eagle.
Yeah.
My mum would want to dress as a kestrel, I think.
Yeah.
My mum likes kestrels a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. Always stop in the car to look at kestrels.
Just in the middle of the motorway.
Yeah. Our whole childhood, we'd go on holidays where there were the birds of prey flying around, so they'd like to look at them.
Mm-hmm.
If there's ever a kestrel, car getting
That's
stopped,
it.
Getting out, looking at the kestrel, it looks the same as the last kestrel they saw, back in the car, drive on again.
So you might have had a birds of prey themed birthday party.
So I was not that far off.
And a birds of prey themed childhood.
Yeah.
And now I'll just limit it to banana pudding. It doesn't really link with the Harley Quinn thing too much, but basically what they've done is they've made the cake pieces in the banana pudding pink, like bright pink, and,
yeah,
the whole pudding's
the
pink. And so it's like, it looks like the Harley Quinn kind of colours.
Was it good?
It was pretty good, but then I also bought like a small regular banana pudding, and that was better.
Yeah.
Like, I bought one of each and was like, compared them. I was like, yeah.
Did you do it right on at the counter?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, let's see what's going on.
And that
on
pudding was
these.
Themed on Uncut Gems, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure. That was in an Uncut Gems. And it was like, I don't want to tell you how it ended, but.
Just an anxiety ridden banana pudding.
Such a stressful
you were so stressed out the whole time.
You're making all the wrong decisions while you're eating it.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know where to put the spoon.
Just jamming it in my ear. No, James, please.
Just eat it.
Maybe there's a way I could get more banana pudding. No, just eat that
just
one piece.
Just fucking eat it.
We usually start the meal with still or sparkling water, Gene.
Yeah.
Like any good restaurant, give you the choice of still or sparkling. Or tap or whatever.
No. But I do like when people choose tap water, only because like a lot of times I feel like I just want to say tap water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no, sparkling. nobody will care. Like if I say tap water, they're going to walk away like, all right. Well, I guess she's never been outside before. Sparkling. I've been very into sparkling water for the past year.
Oh, just the past year?
Like I think I might have a problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, are you brushing your teeth with it?
I not yet. Thank you for the idea.
Yeah, you genuinely, when I said that, you're like, I could do that.
No, we just like go through like a lot of boxes a week.
Like
and
full.
I realized like full on like cases of sparkling water.
Wow.
And like 2 months ago, I was like, hey, we might have a problem.
So when did this start and what started it?
We went to a friend's house when we were editing something, and this is such a stupid like introduction to how you can get hooked up something. and it was super late and everyone was tired. He was like, you guys want some sparkling water? And we were like, yeah, I guess. And we were drinking it and we were like, oh, this is so good. I was like, I've had sparkling water before. What is happening right now? And then like a couple of days later, we're like, think we should get some sparkling water for the house, and it has never stopped.
Boxes and boxes,
boxes and boxes, and we try different flavors and different. Yep. Like I get really excited when they're on sale.
Yeah. You gotta rack them up.
What's your favorite flavor? What flavor would you like in the dream restaurant?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, is this for the meal that I've then I'm
no. So you can pick another drink later.
Okay.
On.
Okay. I really a ginger.
Wow, I've never had a ginger sparkling water. Is this a LaCroix?
It's a Whole Foods makes a really good, just their little brand. It's just a plain old little ginger.
Whole Foods is a bigger thing over here than it is in the UK. I think we've got like a few.
There's a few, yeah.
But like is a lot. It's much more of
a
institution here.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it essentially a healthier place?
I always go there thinking that. And then I buy all the unhealthy stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's just as unhealthy.
It depends on what you buy.
Do they not use like artificial sugar or something? Like they don't use artificial sweeteners
or
something.
I mean, I don't believe anyone about anything. Yeah. And I cook everything from scratch. Just
amazing.
So I know what's going into everything. So, I mean, I don't know. Get some fucking fresh produce and ingredients and make some shit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't know.
I have heard a rumor that you're, and I quote, a mean chef.
I am.
I've been told.
I am.
You mean a good chef, though, not just someone.
He means a mean chef.
Yeah. You try and go in your kitchen, you're like, fuck off.
No, I'm a dick.
like Gordon Ramsay.
More.
More than Gordon Ramsay.
Worse than Ramsay.
Yeah, because he like threw a kid's plate. Like towards the ocean once. I was like, just throw the fucking kid. What are you? Don't fuck around here. Let him know what's up.
He threw a kid's plate in the ocean.
They were doing a challenge and he was like, what is this? And threw the plate. I was like, oh, that's harsh. Could learn from you.
There's that gif of Gordon Ramsay, which I think must be from Hell's Kitchen, where.
Yes.
He's got two
Idiot
pieces
sandwich.
Of bread. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On two pieces of, have you seen this, James?
Yes, it's abuse.
Yeah, two it pieces of bread on someone's thing and saying you're an idiot sandwich.
What are you? Well, he says, what are you? So he's not even saying you're an idiot sandwich. He's saying, no. What are you? And she says, I'm an idiot sandwich.
Also, I would not have gotten that.
No, that's an amazing
I'd have
guess,
been like,
right?
Headphones? I don't know. What it,
bread
I don't head. Know what you're
bread
doing.
Head, I would have said immediately.
I don't know what you're doing.
The bread-eared giant. The BFG.
Any red of a bread ear?
Yeah, that would be very difficult. I mean, I assume like he'd run through it before. Go, look, listen.
Yeah.
There's a chance I'm going to lose it today. If I do lose it, I'm probably going to grab two pieces of bread and slap them on your ears. And listen, when I do that, I'm going to say to you, what are you? I want you to say you're an idiot sandwich.
And then it wouldn't have worked. And then we would have gotten there and they would have been like, what are you? And I would have been like, your mom's a bitch. I can't do this. Yeah. I can't. I don't care about winning.
Yeah, it would be very difficult to just say an idiot sandwich back to him. You'd be very tempted to be like, yo, what are you? I'm your friend.
Yeah. I'm an employee.
I'm your best friend. I'm a good person.
I'm your mom.
I'm your mom would be such a great one.
What
the world?
Shit.
Who are you? I'm your mom. Poppadoms or bread? Poppadoms or bread, Gene? Poppadoms or bread?
Poppadoms.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wait, no. Okay, so Not a good decision because it depends on the day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a bread issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I know that I'm not supposed to eat a lot of it because I am an old person and it doesn't go away the way that it used to go away.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But if I could just have like bread and cheese and wine, I'd be happy.
Yes.
Like, a good piece of bread, like a crusty bread that's soft and warm with like a good olive oil dip and or like an unsalted butter or something. Mm-hmm. And like some cheese and some wine. What else needs to happen?
That's happiness.
You know what I want to hone in on there is unsalted butter.
Yeah.
A lot of people come on this podcast and they're very firm.
The more salt, the better.
The more salt, the better.
On butter?
Yeah, they like, but the
Who
more
are these
salt.
Bitches?
Well, look, I'm one of those bitches.
You want a salted butter?
Yeah, I like the French salted butter that's got like huge lumps of salt.
Okay, can I give you this? Can there be like a sea salt on the table?
Yeah,
so you can do it yourself. Because I feel like, yeah, mm-hmm. if I can control like the amount of things, because sometimes I want some salt in like my olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this goes back to your cooking everything from scratch and wanting to know what's going into everything. Yeah. So you can sort of put the salt in yourself if you feel
like
a little bit.
Yeah, because if I'm working with I don't want to buy a bunch of different butters. So if I start with like a really good unsalted butter, that means I can use it for multiple things. Like mm-hmm. I can put it on the table, but I can also cook with it. And not have to be like, oh, now I don't know how much salt is going into food.
Yeah.
Nice. That's, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm being won over now to the world of unsalted butter.
Welcome.
It's like a base paint.
There's been so much salted mm-hmm. butter talk on this podcast. It's good to get the opposing view for once.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. Just start with a good base. And I think that's one thing that I'm not mad about. Like if you leave it out on, if you leave salt on the table for that portion, then I'm fine. Then let people kind of go with it and be like, oh, cool. I get to decide what kind of really makes me happy. And I think just because it's that bread portion of the meal, that's the set it off. You got in there, you're hungry. Mm. Like when bread comes to the table and even people are like, oh, I don't think I'm going to have any bread. And then 5 minutes later, they're like, I'll just have a little bit of bread. I'll just have some of it.
I also, so if this is, she said bread, cheese and wine,
mm-hmm.
we could do like a little dish that's like, you know, a bit of bread, a bit of cheese and like a shot of wine.
For the bread course,
why
you want to add cheese and wine to the bread course?
No,
you're giving an inch.
Ed's the proprietor.
I would put it on the menu.
To him to some, yeah.
So let's wait to see what Gene's got on the menu later. Mm. On.
Okay, all right.
So is it poppadoms or bread you're picking here, or even like I mean there might be.
I'm picking bread. I'm picking.
You
bread.
Are picking bread. Yeah. And is it a particular type of bread?
Yeah, just a good like baguette that's just on the table.
Yeah.
Like with just sliced enough so people can like reach in and tear pieces off.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that my voice got really soft.
Yeah,
while I was
yeah.
I love food very much.
That's good.
Very
that's
much.
What we're after.
You're in the right place. Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
So we come to your starter then.
Okay.
Your dream starter. Is it based on something you've actually, is it come from a specific place?
So when I was thinking about this meal, I was like, what makes my dream meal? Or like what makes, and I was like, well, something that I would eat all by myself would be totally different than what my dream meal would be. Because my dream meal involves like cooking the whole thing for like 8 people, like it's a sit down dinner.
Right.
Like it's the process of making it for people too. It's not just me enjoying it.
Okay.
But we can do that. It's an open kitchen, so it's your dream meal. If you want to get in there and cook it yourself, there's no
chucking
problem.
Chucking the
that.
Keys over the table to you, to the kitchen.
Okay. So then since we already did bread, I think we're gonna have to go into double breads.
Oh, yeah?
Because I do want to do, like, a really good charcuterie plate. I need 3 cheeses, like a soft cheese and a mid cheese and a hard cheese. And I need some, like, fig preserves, and I need some olives, and I need some cranberries.
Oh, yeah.
And I need some, like, roasted almonds, and then some, like, thin meats for whoever needs the thin meats.
Ed,
I'm in your heart
has got to be singing right now.
This sounds absolutely incredible. We're going to need to really delve into what cheeses specifically.
Okay, well,
Ed ordered something like this the other day and absolutely ruined his main course.
I couldn't wait, and I ordered the I ordered the small one, and I thought I'll get the small one and it'll be fine. And it was like a pile. It's like they emptied a whole deli counter onto the plate.
Oh.
And I fell on it like a swarm of locusts and devoured it. And then had a huge plate of pasta for my main course and, spoiled it.
But any regrets, Ed?
No, no regrets.
No, no regrets because pasta's coming up.
Yeah.
Brie. I want brie. There's a, like, you do a, You take the bread and then you hollow it out and then you fit like a wheel of brie in that and then you shove it in the oven and you take it out and people can just rip off the pieces of bread with like the melty cheese on it.
Yeah.
I've never done that, Gene, at home.
It's real good. It's real easy.
This is a real insight into my life. Mm-hmm. I have watched multiple YouTube videos of people doing that and imagine that I'm eating it.
Yeah, well, I guess I did it. There we go.
Do you put like, obviously people put like garlic and herbs in it as well, so it's like turns into a proper like fondue situation?
I don't think it needs to. I think that's too much.
Yeah.
I think chill, you've done enough.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
People are like, I just want to taste the brie. I don't need it to do anything else. Like more flavors coming later.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And what thin meats are we talking?
Some sort of prosciutto, some you know, like speck, whatever's going on. Yeah. A hard salami, maybe.
Mm. Yeah. Lovely.
People like a hard salami. Maybe a spicy hard salami on there that people can just cut off. And some sort of stinky cheese.
Oh yeah.
Maybe a Roquefort. Maybe a Roquefort cheese.
I had a Roquefort the other night. At my friend's house, and he bought it from the cheesemonger around the corner from him, and it was the pepperiest thing I've ever tasted. It's the strongest Roquefort I've ever had, to the point we were eating it and going, I don't think I can have any more of this.
You're like, okay, this is a bit much.
Yeah, it's a bit too much. It was like weapons grade Roquefort. It was really full on.
So a medium Roquefort.
Right, okay. There's different levels of it, of this.
Yeah.
Thing that I've never heard of.
Yes.
A good manchego.
Yes.
I love manchego.
And I would also like to say that the starter wines and beverages should be happening right now.
Okay,
like
that's fair.
Starter cocktails, nothing heavy. Like maybe some, any like things with grapefruit or like Negronis or any dirty martinis. Mm. That's a good time for that with like some stuffed olives in them.
Yeah.
Prosecco. A light white wine. White wine.
So you're just loosening things up?
Just like, hey, you're at a thing. And everybody's like, yeah, I like food.
Yeah.
I like food. You guys, don't we all like food? This is so nice. I'm so glad
hinges.
You did this.
I think a dirty martini is more than a loosener, though, isn't it? That stuff is rocket fuel.
Well, it depends who you are. And also, I think if you're a person who's like, I don't want to eat too much, and you're like, I'm going to eat my drink at the same time, just put two giant olives on this shit, and I'm just going to sit with it for a good half an hour. That's not bad.
You could put a slice of prosciutto in the top as well.
You could do whatever you want.
That's a really dirty martini.
Yeah. Roll it up like a cigar and put it in the top?
I'm not mad at that.
No.
A little straw? Yeah.
Teaspoon of melted brie? Lovely stuff.
Yeah,
Would you use the meat as a straw and just slurp the martini first?
You could glue some meats together with cheese and then use them as a straw, I think.
A long straw.
You could put a couple of raisins in the bottom of the martini, like a callback. People would be like, oh, yes.
I remember the amuse-bouche.
You got them knocking around anyway. There's a whole cereal bowl full of them. They're probably all gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's touched those raisins.
No one has had them.
What was that, Ed, on your one that you had the other day?
Yes.
There was like quite a dark meat on the top. What was that?
I think it was like a brazola.
Hmm.
Yeah?
What animal's that?
I couldn't tell you. It might be beef? I actually don't know what animal a brazola is. They're normally pig, right?
Googles.
It was pretty nice.
It's usually pig.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look up brazola
nice
because...
Rich, dark meat.
Yeah, it was very tasty, actually.
I snaffled that one.
Beef. Mm. Brazola is an air-dried salted beef that has been aged 2 to 3 months until it becomes hard and turns a dark red, almost purple colour. There we are.
Very good.
Oh, how thin is that?
Pretty thin.
It was pretty thin.
Same thickness as prosciutto.
I can get into that.
Very tasty.
Well, that sounds lovely. So immediately you're off to a communal start. Mm-hmm. People are like getting involved with the charcuterie.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got some drinks flowing, different cocktails, different things.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's... Hinges are nice and greased.
That's right.
Ramp
just
it
work,
up.
Working them into fattening them up to murder them later in the kitchen and then keep them in the restaurant dungeon for 3 months until we serve them at the next party.
Wafer thin cuts
for
each person. throwing their plates in the ocean as well.
Yeah.
Getting rid of the evidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then cutting them up and making a load of idiot sandwiches.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Literal.
I'm going to open that restaurant right next door called Idiot Sandwich.
Yeah.
And it is thin cuts of human.
Yeah.
On two slices of bread.
You should open two of them either side of two.
Oh, shit.
Of Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. So your main course. This is early. So you've ramped them up to this.
Here's my question. How, because it's a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
How many main courses can I have?
Now, it's really one. But also, you've come in here.
It's a communal Italian dinner.
And you have specified
that. What the shit? You don't put out one fucking dish at an Italian dinner, everyone will kill you.
Well, it depends on the size of the dish, I suppose. If it's like a whole roast pig or something.
I'll tell you what you can do.
Yeah.
You can say which one you are eating.
Hmm.
So we'll take that as your favorite one.
Okay.
And you can also say the other ones that you're putting out on the table for everybody else.
But you're not allowed to touch those other ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can only eat one of them, but you're allowed to put all of them on the table for all your friends.
Well, first I'll tell you which ones I pick for the summer.
Are we doing all the seasons?
Yeah.
No, just two.
Okay, yeah.
Because very, 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 very different.
Yes.
I want to do like a really good marinated for a long time, like a brick oven chicken, like a garlic roasted chicken.
Yeah,
like
lovely.
Just smashed down, specifically needs a brick oven.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a broccoli rabe side. I'm not supposed to be telling you sides yet, am I?
It's okay. If you want
to, I think what you're trying to do is include the side in the main, and then you can pick more sides. I see what's going on here, Jean.
Okay, so that's my main. That's the one I'm going to eat.
And you're
eating the chicken.
And brick chicken.
I'm eating the brick chicken.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I've only had brick chicken once in my life, but I liked it very much.
It's
had
really
it in
good.
Austin, Texas. In a place called Laundrette, which was really a good restaurant. I don't know if it's even still there anymore. It's years ago. But it was an excellent restaurant.
Oh, you don't mean you bought some chicken and then ate it in a laundrette?
No, no.
Because that's the sort of thing you'd do.
It is the sort of thing I'd do. And it's not, you know.
A good podcast,
I've got sadder stories.
I've done worse than that.
That wouldn't even be considered demeaning in my world.
Yeah, I'll be like, well, at least I'm indoors.
A whole chicken? Like a rotisserie chicken?
It was, I don't think it was a whole rotisserie chicken. It was like a, it wasn't a whole, I think a half or whatever, but it was like a brick.
Oh, I meant in the laundromat.
Sure. In the laundromat, I wasn't even eating.
Were you doing laundry or no?
It was just I think it's a pigeon that they caught outside.
Okay.
Eating that out of the drum.
It's actually a good place to eat a whole chicken because you get grease all down your front and then just wash your clothes
straight away. In the machine.
That would be a very entertaining thing to do.
Go there,
I just want to let everyone know that I'm kind of looking off into the distance, which means I'm probably going to do this at some point.
Is it spatchcock? Is it like all flat?
Yeah.
I've never done that before. How'd you do that?
It's the only way that I like to cook chicken, and also turkey on Thanksgiving really, really helps.
Wow.
Cuts down like hours. And it's never dry because I don't fucking like turkey except when it's done that way. Except for the fact that I also am apparently not eating meat anymore because my body said no.
Oh, really?
But still like to cook it and think about it. So thank you for this show. You flip it over. You take a real sharp knife or some sharp scissors and you cut the backbone out. And then you flip it back over and you smash the chicken down and you're like, who's your fucking mom? and then that's it. You just got to take that piece out and then it kind of just opens it up.
Amazing.
So everything just cooks evenly and it's really lovely.
What are you putting? You put garlic on it?
First I want to make a garlic buttered like rosemary lemon rub that you do all under the skin. Well, this is, and then do a really good marinade with like some citrus and some garlic and some herbs and lemon and let that sit for a few hours.
Amazing.
That sounds great. Also, a question about, you said you do it with turkeys as well.
Yeah.
Is your oven massive?
No, and that's why you have to spatchcock a fucking turkey.
Right.
Because otherwise, the height of it, you can't fit anything else. But in
how
there.
Wide does it get?
Mm.
Not bad. It, cool. So you can do it like long. Long ways.
Oh, okay. I see what you
turn
mean.
Turn it and then be able to fit like other things or something like small alongside with it. Whereas before it was just like the turkey's in, that's it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We just have it.
Good
turkey.
Luck with having everything out at the same time.
I just imagine unfolding a turkey to the size of like a world map.
Yeah, that's how big I'd imagine it would be.
Yeah,
it's like the height of a door.
Yeah,
it's not bad. We had how many? It was a smaller Thanksgiving this year. We had like 6 people over this year, and that turkey was maybe like an 11-pound turkey, but it was still around for like a week.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Not going anywhere for a while.
Yeah, we asked it to leave.
Yeah, it's hanging around trying to have a chat.
You've taken out my backbone. How am I supposed to go anywhere?
How am I supposed to walk? Don't you guys want to hear about the pilgrims again? I wanted to talk more about the pilgrims. Get out of here, Thanksgiving turkey.
This holiday's about genocide.
You're going to have to throw me in the ocean.
You know I like to gloss over stuff. What a great turkey. I like the character of the turkey. Yeah. So you're spatchcocking a chicken. You've got lemon and herbs and all sorts in there. You've marinated it. Mm-hmm. And you've got the broccoli rob you've chucked in on the side there.
I like broccoli rob because it a lot of people don't enjoy it. I like the fact that it's a little bit bitter.
I like that.
And just I like doing something with like really simple with roasting with like sea salt, pepper, lemon, olive oil, garlic. Mm. That's it.
Yeah. We don't really get broccoli rob in England, right?
The first time I heard
is it the leaves?
No, it's kind of bitter. It's like a better broccolini.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
The first time I heard the term broccoli rob, it was in the American version of The Office, where Andy Bernard's character, one of his friends from university.
Oh, yeah. It was broccoli rob.
It's broccoli rob.
Yeah, okay, I remember that.
In his a cappella group, Here Comes Trouble.
I love them.
Yeah. But that's the first time I heard the term broccoli rob.
Yeah. I think I've seen it on Man vs. Food as well.
Yes. I had heard it
where
on there and then forgot about it.
25 pounds of broccoli rob covered with chili.
Or crying.
So you've got the chicken and the broccoli rob. What else are you putting on the table for your guests?
So many things that I can't say. I wanted to do a pasta, and I think I was good with this meal taking place and like end of summer.
Mm.
This is end of summer meal.
Nice,
guys. Yeah.
And is it like it feels like you're kind of outdoors?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I like an outdoors indoors situation. Mm-hmm. So the table's kind of indoors, but there's like a wall that can open up to the outdoors.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like a patio kind of
like
thing.
Like a
going
fucking
on.
Garden patio thing nice. Going on. Yeah.
So you got some pasta going on?
So I'd love to do like a good angel hair seafood pasta with like some head-on prawns and scallops.
Yeah.
Just really, really nice and simple and fresh.
Mm.
And I think a garlic, olive oil, salt, pepper can make everything fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of red pepper, maybe a couple of chilies to spice it up.
Mm.
Why is the head still on the prawns?
I knew that was coming up.
Because I'm not a monster.
Yeah.
I'm not going to rip their heads off. They have families.
But eventually, someone's going to rip the head off,
I mean,
right?
That's not on me.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you're leaving that to your guests to rip the head off.
That's what you do with your life. flavors.
Does it add to the flavors, flavor, does it?
You know, saute them a little bit in some garlic and some olive oil, and then take the prawns out and then toss everything back in just so they're getting some of that like prawny flavor.
Yeah. Well, it's like head off, you don't get that as much.
No.
Right.
And then it's fun to eat. I have a hard problem sitting with people and like, oh, I don't know, it's got a face. I'm like, it had a whole fucking family. Like, it's the same. It had a face. It still had a face, even if you don't see the face. Just eat the food.
Yeah, yeah.
Are people taking the heads off, or are they eating the heads?
You gotta take the head off, and then you gotta suck the juices out the head.
You gotta suck the juices out the head.
Yeah,
you love that kind of stuff, Ed.
I'd totally do that. If I was told to, I'd just eat the head.
Yeah, you would
just
do.
eat the whole crunchy head.
You would eat
well,
it.
You were eating those butterflies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd eat the prawn head.
Fill up on butterfly.
I've run into a butterfly house with my mouth open. I'm not going to leave the head.
I've eaten like a fully like deep fried, like just go in.
Yeah.
Like just eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd do that.
You wouldn't do that, would you, James?
I wouldn't do it, but then I wouldn't be able to back myself up on why.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be like, oh, I don't want to do it. But then if someone said to me, why not? I wouldn't really be able to
Who's
argue
this
it.
Person at the table, too? And they're like, why fucking not? And you're like, I don't know.
Well, this is what you got to know about me, is that my whole life, that's what like I'm scared of.
Is that
there's someone around going, why not? Basically, I think there's someone who's going to go, you're stupid, you're doing stupid stuff. And there's someone around who's waiting to punch me in the face.
Oh,
and that's
shit.
Like my whole life has been, I think I'm going to get punched. I've never been punched before. But in my head, I'm going to get punched and I'm just trying to avoid getting beaten up or punched all the time.
Oh, you got to get punched.
That's the only cure for that worry, right?
It's like I had a huge fear of falling off stages. And I was like, it's going to happen at some point,
yeah.
And then that thing goes away, yeah. And walked into this venue, and it was the one I looked up, and I was like, "It's tonight."
Yeah,
I know it is. This is the most dangerous stage we've seen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it, and I totally did, and I broke my foot. You gotta get punched.
I mean, I don't know, because that story you just told doesn't sound like a nice ending.
No, it wasn't.
It sounded like you had fun.
No, it's not gonna be fun.
But getting punched in the face, your fear of falling off stages is gone now.
Yeah,
yeah.
But now I'm scared that people are going to be listening to this and they're like, I'm going to punch
Ancaster in the face. And they're going to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Well,
please don't.
Kind of, you guys. Maybe make it happen.
Oh!
But,
oh, no!
But, like, don't do a deform him punch.
Yeah, thank you.
Because, like, he's got to use his face.
Yeah.
Like, don't break
that's
his nose
maker.
Or anything.
It's my bread and butter.
Yeah, don't break anything. Yeah. Like, a good shiner.
Yeah,
would do.
No, shine. Aim for the eyes.
Well, not like in the middle of your face. You don't want to like break your cheekbone.
Don't punch him in the face.
Uppercut.
No, it'll break my jaw.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
Well, in the middle of the head.
None of it. Middle of the head doesn't
forehead.
Sound good.
Middle of the forehead.
No, it's gotta be like a good. It's gotta be an eye punch, but not like too hard.
Oh, I like my eyes.
You gotta go. You got never fight. Like no. No fights are like you've never been punched or like everything was like a slap fight.
Mm, well, just know this, listeners. If any of you punch me, I will stab you.
I like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, come at him.
What if if I punch you?
Yes.
I'm so strong that I'll punch you and your head will come off and then I'll pick your head up and I'll suck all the juice out.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, none of that was sweet.
It was a reference to the meal.
Oh, yeah, you made a little reference to something else.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Jane.
Oh.
How nice.
I'm a
Thank
nice
you,
friend.
Thank you for sucking all the juice out of my head.
Okay.
So at this point in the meal, I think it would be cool if, like, while we're all eating, that I have someone come out, like I hire someone to come out and just punch you real fast.
Yeah. Well,
and
you know
then,
what?
Like, give you a drink.
Yeah, well, it's your dream meal.
Mm-hmm.
So at your dream meal, I will let you get someone out to punch me in the face.
Gordon Ramsay?
No, we like a professional.
Mm.
So we know it's not going to damage you.
Yeah. Is there anyone in particular that springs to mind who would better punch me in the face and not do too much damage?
I think anyone who's professional in fighting would do damage, right?
Not Steven Seagal.
Oh.
He does not pull his punches.
Yeah. He
doesn't know how.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. I think he would still feel like he's got something to prove that he's still got it.
Yeah, but he'd be real slow and you'd be able to move out of the way.
Mm.
He'd make it look impressive, but it wouldn't be painful.
No.
Yeah. And I also wouldn't want someone who's like The Rock or anything, because like I think he's a nice guy, but like I think even when he was going easy, he would kill me.
Yeah.
With one finger, he would turn your head to dust.
Yeah, it'd just be evaporate immediately.
Yeah, that's like a Thanos punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be dusted.
Kevin Hart, he's small.
Yeah, Kevin Hart can.
We'd have to jump up.
Have to jump, or I could stand on a chair.
You'd stand on a little chair.
But then the element of surprise is lost
when you hear him dragging over a chair.
Yeah, who is that? Kevin?
Cat Williams? He's small, but he's fast.
Yeah, Cat Williams, small, fast.
He's unpredictable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know what Cat Williams might do.
I like it. I think that would be my choice. I would also love to have him at dinner.
Yeah, I think Cat Williams would be fun
amazing.
To have at dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
Punch me in the face.
So we've got the main courses. We need to start thinking about the side dish.
Now you've already snuck in a broccoli roll, but we'll let that go.
Yeah,
you have a different side.
I wanted to throw in a really good salad that I like as a side, and it's arugula and shaved radish and shaved Asiago with a lemon vinaigrette, and it's really simple, but it's really fucking good.
Lovely,
delicious. Yeah. All the best salads have got cheese in them.
Hell yes.
You need cheese in the salad.
And it's just big ass slices of Asiago. So it's like peppery, but it's lemony, and it's fresh. And you can like, oh, I feel good having another piece of bread with this shit. Yeah, and now my bread is soaking up all of the things from the all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You're dipping it into other plates.
Here's why I'm a bad guy. If I was to share a salad with cheese in with you, and I was the first person to go to the salad, you would get that salad back and there would be no cheese left in that
salad.
Well,
here's the thing, because it's kind of a home restaurant meal, so we keep the chunk of Asiago on the table.
Yes.
And you're like, and I'm like, do you want more of this cheese? And everyone's like, yes, we do.
Directly into my mouth, please.
And then it just keeps getting sliced. Mm.
Yes, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Have either of you ever grated cheese directly into your mouth?
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't remember the time, but I don't see why I wouldn't have done that. I suppose I have.
Yeah, I guess on multiple occasions, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a shame not to. So that's a lovely... also, radishes, I think, are underrated.
Very underrated.
I like them a lot. They have been a secret ingredient. We always have a secret ingredient on the show that if the guest says it, they get kicked out of the restaurant because we don't like that ingredient.
Yeah.
But often they're ones so that we don't completely agree on.
And, I think I've only recently got into radishes very recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they're a grown-up taste. Yes.
They are. I love them on tacos.
Yeah.
Like just slices of thin radish. I like a radish as a fucking snack.
Yeah.
Just a little radish and you're like, look at me, I'm a goddamn giant.
Yeah. Little Peter Rabbit eating radishes.
Eating the rubbish.
Rabbishes.
Rabbishes.
Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
Eating his rubbish.
I think that sounds like a delicious side. Fresh.
Yeah.
Nice. It's a fresh meal, which is why I wanted to do the breads up front. Like you can go heavy, but then you can't like completely die unless it's the winter version of this meal.
Yeah.
Which is an ossobuco with mushroom risotto.
Oh, wow. You've really thought about this.
I really have.
There's a proper winter version and the summer version.
And the alternate, because there was two in the first one, a good size, like giant ravioli, like a pumpkin ricotta and like a brown sage butter.
Yes, please.
And this is all stuff you've cooked in the past.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is incredible.
So you got that's your winter alternative.
That's the winter Sounds alternative.
Great as well. I mean, that's
it does.
Very much like that. I mean, we could have it that, yeah, the dream restaurant this time has like it changes seasons as the meal progresses.
I would swap out the charcuterie for a couple of thin crust pizzas.
That's, as a starter, that's an absolutely maverick move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
But then everyone gets like one or two slices, I guess. So
it's just two pizzas. They're just. Yeah.
I'd be sad to see the charcuterie go, even if it was winter, though.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, me too.
But what if you put the whole charcuterie
on a pizza?
You
wouldn't miss it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's a lot of things going on that pizza. Okay, you wouldn't miss it.
Just dump the whole board on top of the pizza.
Pretty much.
Happy with that.
Yeah.
Here's what we're trying to find out when we're in New York. Shit. And here's a question I'm sure you've been asked many times.
Pizza.
Yeah.
What's the best one?
Where?
Yeah.
In New York, there's it's so overcrowded now, and I just cook shit at home.
Mm-hmm.
In my childhood, I can easily be like, oh, the pizza place on the corner from our house, that was the greatest pizza in the world.
Yeah,
because you can go back to that, and it just tastes like nostalgia. And but also they had which I loved when I was younger, like that when you have to take a napkin and kind of dab it over that little greasy layer on the top. And I was like, yeah. right now, I really like Nice Pizza in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
It's an incredibly thin crust, but not like cracker-like crust, except for the edges.
Nice.
Uh-huh. And the sauce is amazing. It's not too sweet. And you don't feel, if you ate an entire pie by yourself, you wouldn't feel like an asshole.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And people would be like, well, where was it from? And you're like, it was from Nice. And they'd be like, all right.
That makes sense, yeah.
Okay. I really like them.
People
right now.
Dabbing up the oil with the paper towel. The first place I saw that. So it's weird how much this film has kind of like seeped into my consciousness, even though I didn't like it.
Hmm.
I thought it was a bad film. Oh. But it was in Along Came Polly. Do you remember that film?
The one where she has the ferret?
Yeah, she has the ferret. Is it Jennifer Aniston?
It is Jennifer Aniston.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's character in that is a very good example of like
He's
a good character in a bad film.
Right, okay.
Like, he mops up all the grease with a thing, and he has the scene where he sharted. And it's the first time I'd heard the term sharted in my life. So like,
it's a lot of firsts for you, this film.
Yeah, so I'd never seen anyone dab up. And there's a time he just explains to Ben Stiller's character, they're playing basketball, he's like, I've got to go home, I sharted. And Ben Stiller's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I fired and a bit of shit came out. And like, I remember it being like, this character is brilliant.
That's the problem I've always had with the term sharted. The word does not go in the order that the events happen.
Mm.
So it shouldn't be sharted. It should be fitted because you don't shit and then do a fart. That's not...
Fitted is already a word.
I mean,
yeah, sorry.
You farted. Could.
Fart. Yeah, mm-hmm. You could, but you wouldn't stand there in your pants and go, I'm going to do a shit now. Oh, no, yeah. I farted as well.
Oh, no. I forgot.
Don't tell me I farted really? As well as doing a shit
Giving
in my pants.
Giving the game away. I drawn attention to myself. I thought it was just a very subtle, quiet shit in my pants.
And everybody's like, did you? Oh, you. Oh. I wasn't even going to look over there.
Oh. Just going to the desserts. We've already had quite a few drinks.
We've got the drinks rolling, I think.
Yeah, we've got the dirty
martinis. There's so much wine on the table. Yeah, it stays out there. We've gotten into heavier wines. It is going down.
Yeah.
So dessert, I want to go with the... Torta de la Nonna.
Right, I've never heard of this.
Me neither.
It's a lemon almond tart.
Lovely.
It is real fucking good. I don't want any ice cream with it. I don't want anything with it. I think now is the time to bring out a bunch of coffees, cappuccinos, some dark liquor, and I would like a plate of chocolates with some grapefruit, like candied grapefruit and candied lemon.
Oh, yeah.
Like just this brown liquor. Coffee, cigarettes, cigars, that tart.
This is my kind of meal. I don't even smoke, and I'm going to be smoking all those cigars and cigarettes.
Yeah.
But the winter version of that is I just made these like a month ago, and they were stupid. sea salt caramel cupcake.
Mm.
So it's like this molten caramel in the middle, and then I want to do a lemon ginger ice cream with that. And then I say, stay with the, you know, same thing, liquors,
yeah,
chocolates,
but
coffee.
Instead of the cigars, chewing tobacco.
Chewing tobacco. Straight up chewing tobacco. And guns.
Yes.
In case anyone's like, I kind of feel like shooting a gun over this hillside right now. And you're like, go the fuck ahead. Maybe a crossbow.
You see me backing away from Cat Williams, who already enjoyed punching my face.
He's pretty chill at this point.
Yeah.
He's going to be kicking back.
He's already full.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. It's also, I mean, that sounds great. What's the pastry like on this? Lemon and almond tart. Is it like a thin crust?
No, it's a little bit thick around the edges, and it's very almond, like almost like marzipan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's
incredible. Really lovely.
Sounds like a very chill end to the meal, like a very nice, relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
I think always my favorite menus on this are the ones where the whole scene has been set.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a whole thing.
I feel like I'm properly there.
Yeah. And also, I've always got a huge respect for the people who are like, why do I have to wait so long to say my drink? We're bringing out drinks at the beginning of the meal.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
There's drinks during the whole time, and it changes with the food, and it changes with like what moods you're trying to get everybody in. And also, I've made an entire playlist that goes from while I'm cooking to the end of the night, and that I never have to get up and stop.
Wow.
Amazing.
So now it's the end of
the
night.
Courses.
What song is playing at the end of the night? We're here at the end of the evening. There's a song playing. We got our lemon tarts. We're all smoking cigars, passing coffees.
I'll be honest, coffees. I'm shit-faced at this point.
My face hurts like shit.
He's holding up just frozen peas.
Crying.
He's crying in a corner.
Yeah. We're really in his face being like, but you're not scared of being punched anymore, are you?
Oh, yeah. I never wanted to happen again.
That was it. It's over. I think we would end the night. I think right now, I'd probably enjoy some sort of, I think we moved along to some like rotary connection or like some good Al Green moments.
Yeah.
But just for you at the end of the night, I think we would, while you were walking out the door, do Baby Hit Me One More Time. Just to really fuck with you.
Yeah, I'll be crying as I walk out.
Run out.
Oh, it's quite exciting to hear the rotary connection though. Right, okay. So this will read your order back to you, see how you feel about it.
Oh shit, all right.
Water, you would like ginger sparkling water that you get from Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. Poppadoms or bread, you said you'd like a sliced baguette that everyone can tear and share together with unsalted butter.
Yeah.
Starter, a charcuterie plate. Charcuterie?
Charcuterie, James.
Brie, Rockford, Manchego, Prosciutto, Speck, Salami, Fig Preserves, Olives, Cranberries, Almonds, the whole works. Yeah. Maine, Brick Chicken. Marinated in loads of herbs and spices and herbs and lemon with broccoli rub and punch James, it says here. Cat Williams gets to punch James
with the brick, with the chicken brick.
Yeah.
You are going to be marinated in punch.
Yeah.
It'll be delicious.
Be quite a tasty punch, actually. Yeah. I'll take that. Side dish is a salad with arugula and shaved radishes, and is it Asiago? Asiago with lemon vinaigrette, and we're drinking the whole time. We've got dirty martinis on the go, and wines, and some grapefruit kind of drinks, and dessert, a torta della Nona.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the
summer menu,
and there's coffees and there's cigars and everything at the end as well. You feel pretty good about that?
It's so good.
Sounds nice,
that's
right?
So that's good. That's that a good time.
Incredible. That is a really
sound
great
like
time.
A nice meal. And oh, who's coming in? That? Oh, it's Cat Williams.
You better get out of here, man.
Oh, goodbye.
Not again.
Thanks so much. There we are, the off-menu menu of Jean Grey. Absolutely delicious, and I'm calling it now. I think it's in my top three menus of the entire podcast history.
Yes, you were very, very excited about that. I think also, I love a winter menu and a summer menu at the same time.
That was great. She thought about it so much.
Excellent stuff. A menu for all seasons, whenever you like, and most crucially, Jean did not say the stinky fruit.
The stinky fruit or the durian fruit, she did not say that. Luckily, that would have spoiled the menu. It would have spoiled the restaurant.
Would have absolutely. You spoil everything, imagine. But I don't think there's ever any danger of that fruit showing its face.
No, absolutely not. But thank you so much for coming in to the Dream Restaurant, Jean. She's got loads of stuff out there you should be looking at.
Yep, you should go back through her entire back catalogue of music. I think, personally, that Everything's Fine by Jean Grey and Quelle Chris is an all-time classic. And you should all listen to that. One of the greatest hip-hop albums of my life.
It's very good. I love it too.
Yeah, but there's loads of more projects Gene's working on at the minute, so keep your eyes out for any scripted projects that Gene's name is attached to. They're likely to be amazing.
Absolutely. And if you want to follow what we're up to on the podcast, check out the social media at Off Menu Official on Instagram and Twitter. And we have a website, offmenupodcast.co.uk. Check it out. There's a list of restaurants that are recommended on the podcast there. Now, the main restaurant that was in this episode was Jean's house. We will not be publishing that address, even though it does sound like a fantastic place to eat.
I'm sure all of you will want to make that pilgrimage after hearing that menu, but we're not going to give away the addresses of our guests or their personal homes.
She wouldn't give it to us either, to be fair.
No, we asked a lot.
We did ask. We said, can we come and live with you, please?
Can we please come and live with you? What's your address, please, Jean?
Yeah, she said no, just the Benagorgon could come and live.
Yeah, only the Benagorgon is allowed to come. That's what she said.
Thank you very much for listening. We will see you again sometime soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello there, listeners. Can we recommend you a new podcast? It's been going for 3 years, but it'll be new if you listen to it now. My name's Stevie.
My name's Tessa.
And we host the Nobody Panic podcast, which is all about how to be a functioning adult without consistently screaming and or crying all the time. Although crying is okay. Crying is good.
Listen to our episode on how to cry at work. It's all kinds of different how-tos, from how to be creative to how to concentrate to
how to be good at small talk.
Thank you, Stevie. We bring our experience, which is sort of minor, and then we get experts in to really
give the advice. We release the podcast every Tuesday. It's on Apple Podcasts, Acast, Spotify, basically wherever you get your podcasts.
We're there.
We're there. We're ready to impart not our advice necessarily, but the advice of others to help you get through your day and your life.
Are we selling it yet? I'd like to say that we're much better in the podcast than we are on this advert. Please do come over and check what we're like on the real thing.
Oh yeah, you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, well, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.